Aleph in Hilchas Chalav. We're going to be talking about the special in Yonim of Hafreshet Chalav for Matzah on Pesach. You know, we see on the boxes Chalav Genumen. You know, the Chalav was taken. Yeah. So what's so special about the process of Hafreshet Chalav for Pesach? So look in Shulchan Aruch on page 1. In Hilchos Pesach, 12th Nun Vav Al. Ein Loshem Isa Gedola Mishia Chala Shimem Gimel Beitzen Chomish Beitzen Beinenu Hu Yisara. Because usually the halacha is that we try, the best thing is to have a Beitzen Isa that you have a Chiyav Chala. Right? To have the Shir, not to have to rely on a Tzira of this, that. Bake a big Isa. And here, the first time with and Fakir, the Gemara says you shouldn't make small isas because then you're getting yourself out of the mitzvah. And here, the Shulchan Aruch says no, it's not proper to make a big challah for Pesach. I don't know. Is that true? Let's see. No, you said, I'll tell you. So the issue is that you're going to make a big Isa, so then it's going to take longer, and Mimela, there could be a Shaila of Chimetz. So therefore, the preferred... So this is the one time in halacha where we're told better not make big things, and then if you want to do a tziruf later, in other words, we're telling you dafka don't make an isa, a big isa on for Pesach. So therefore, a lashon Pesach Isa Gedola Mishur Chala Shimim Gimel Beitzim V'Chomesh Beinu V'Hu Isaron. You shouldn't do that. So therefore, we're going to tell you to dafka make small Isas and then do a tziruf. Now take a look in the Sefer Chaim Lechag on page 13. He's a big Talmud Chacham we're friendly with in Williamsburg, Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman, Shlita, one of the Chashuv Rabbanim in Williamsburg today, the Rav of the South 8th Street Shul, the Rav Zalman Leib. He says, "Mitchila sicha v'yirvachli lahavir l'vayr pratik dinim anishtanim behafreshes chala mimatzos hanefes lepesach v'masherigilim lahafresh chala kol hashana." In other words, I'm going to tell you the distinction between hafreshes chala the whole year round in contrast to the hafreshes chala on Pesach. The chatchila mitzvah namuvcha lahafresh chala ba'oda isa. So normally the halacha is the best time to be mafresh is when it's no. Chodim shenafes. Nechsiv reishis arisoseichem. Tarim chala ba'oda isa. Chayin osim chala shana v'isas chametz. Ava b'matzos ein mafreshim lach'achar apiyosa. But by matzah, we dafka wait till after we bake to be mafresh. Atam darmina b'gemara. Ein loshim lepesach isa gedola yosef mishir chala ubir harosh sasham b'shem rabbeinu yona daremrinu kol zman shoski bebotzik biyadayim ein bali dechimus. So as long as you're being osik in the botzik, it's not going to come to dechimus. Yeshiru chachamim de isa kishir chala moel esek hayadayim afilu kol hayom. Because while you're being oisek in the isa, that's not going to be machmitz. Aval isa gedola yoser mishir, ze ein hayadayim maspikos lesasek bo bavasachas pitoch godlo. In other words, what's going to happen is, it's so big, you're not going to be able to work the dough at the same time. So, Mela, what are you going to happen? You're going to work a part of the dough. Part of the dough is going to be left dormant for some time because you're working on the left side of the dough and then the right side, and then that, and that's taking time, and then it can come to chametz. And l'chatchila, you're not supposed to, you know, even a rega. And that is the so this is the major difference that we're going to have over there. So that's the idea here, and therefore we're going to rely on Dr. Siruf. It's interesting. Rav Gutman just says over the shitas, just to remind ourselves of Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish. We have another shita in the back, but just to remind ourselves. That according to Rav Chaim Noah, 2 3/4 pounds below bracha, and 3.68 pounds with a bracha. And I told you the post given Eretz Yisrael. See, in America, you know, Rav Moshe had his shiurim, so then. Everyone, you know, forgot about Rav Chaim Noah in America. Now that Rav Moshe hasn't been around for a long time, and Rav Eliashiv influence spread to America, and Rav Eliashiv is of Rav Chaim Noah, so then Rav Chaim Noah got more prominence in America. Yeah, I think it might be some connection there. So then according to him, you can already make a bracha by 3.68 pounds of dough. You can already make a bracha. And Chazon Ish says not to make it unless you have 4.96 pounds.
He was not that much.
I don't know. I mean, you still have to. Yeah. No. Right.
No, probably a very big collie, 1 pound, right?
Yeah. Right. So we're saying Rav Chaim Noah is. Right. Yeah, my wife says the average challah she makes is not a sheer challah. Yeah, okay. So therefore, we're going to rely on, the Shud Vayan Yosef was machmir only to make a bracha of 6 pounds. Okay, that's already... So basically, we're going to do a tziruf. So he goes over some of the halachas that we're talking about, just to see the ones that are relevant for the matzah on page 15. He says, "Itein hamatzas l'toch kli sheish lo toch v'chalal." So first of all, you want to make sure you have a real tziruf. So you need a toch, right? So, and especially he writes at the bottom that chalas chutz la'aretz, if you don't have a toch, we paskin that it's not matzarif, because it's mokal, so we don't have the tziruf. So you have to make sure you're putting it into a receptacle. Yizar shal yunich l'malam yidofnei ha'kli shum matzah. No matzah should be above the top walls of the kli. But if you do, the way you put a mappa over the kli, so therefore then that'll mitzarif. So if you have some matzahs that are sticking out, then you know, what? A mappa.
I saw a blacksmith.
Yeah.
They put a mappa over the
yeah.
Does it have to be like in the bowl? While you're doing the
after
Shabbat,
or can
you do it after
all these?
Right,
that's
right. Yeah. You're saying that.
You didn't have to come to the others and then you didn't go yesterday. You look up the others
and you didn't mark the shabbat anyway. Right, but the question is, you're asking. Was what if you made the tzir of Saul and then you took them out? Right. So you're asking, do you have to, in other words, if you take them out, do the tziruf?
Is the tziruf like now it has the status and it doesn't matter if it gets separated after this? Because now it's the status of tziruf? Or does the tziruf only happen all together, in which case that's what you're doing? You think according to the second? We have
no, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
The second curious, the one we heard earlier in this class,
the
second, that isn't an issue. You still need the mukhaf to step one on the other anyway. So you might as well do it all.
Or it's still in the basket.
Yeah. I think Uncle Alma, no one would argue about that. So the question is, what would happen if it didn't happen? It's not mukhaf. But does it have to be
mukhaf
after?
I think
that's
the mukhaf b'shasa prashim. Right, but he's asking, what about the tziruf? In other words, what if you put it in the thing, you put it in the sal, and now you take it out of the sal, and now you're mafresh. Does that work? No, that's an excellent question.
Yeah, and the
footnote
Gary talked about when you put
create the box,
and none of
the
boxes have enough
to
share, and
you have to
start
step
the
box.
Right.
So
the
footnote
of Dalai. Right. Because you doctor.
Why?
Right. He says on page 16, you doctor Shiyugu Amatsa Zel b'toch hakli. So in other words, you should take them out of the boxes.
Well,
if they're not created, we have to look. Shkiach kama pomim on the bottom. Shkiach. It says shkiach. Shkiach kama pomim on page 16. Shkiach kama pomim shem chalkim amatzas bekufsos bekodim shem nusom v'sal v'tzor v'n yachad. V'chakak rotzel hafish mehem chalom. V'chakil yotzi amatzas min hakufsos. And then he says, that's maybe not a kli. So you should. Then he writes. On page 17, Siruf Sal Kli L'Shir Chala Udafka. Rav Gutman says B'Matzo Sheshnei Mimin Kema Charoi Litzdarif. If it has to be a min, that's to be Litzdarif. Right, so it has to be two minim that, so like the next write he writes, if you makpid al karuva, so then it's not, so it has to be the same sukh. Yeah, in other words, it shouldn't be something that you makpid. I don't know. What would be if one is whole wheat dough and one is
not?
Right. So then he says, "Shachar kevul shnei nashniya." Then he quotes the din of it has to be suk shava that you're not mafid al tarugosum. So it could be, you know, especially people who don't want whole wheat. They don't want the white flour. Especially on certain diets, you don't want. So you mafid that. So then you put all the whole wheats together and all the other ones together in a separate sal. Shaykh HaKemach L'Shnei Anoshim Nitztarfu B'Sal Yafrish Mehem B'Lo Bracha. Nachtan Osa Yisav Ofer G'day L'Chalek L'Harbe Anoshim Chachas Mikashir Chayav. So that's the din of the Nachtan. Because Nachtan is making Isa and he's Mechalek to a lot of people, but we say by Nachtan that it's still Chayav. He might not get customers and it won't come to fruition. Okay. Yeah, where is he right?
In Zion, in the
what page?
17.
Page 17. Zion.
The fees there,
where is that? ולפי זה, גם מציע כלי דין וכך, אף ששווה בבינו, נמצא פעם לשיר של מנצה, שם מסוגים אחרים, ושקמח היה נתחם בריחיים של... Right, one קמח was נתחם בריחיים של יד, השנייה נתחם בריחיים של מכונה, מקפיד שלו לא עובר יחד. Right, one has a certain heater, which the other doesn't, so you shouldn't put them together. Any other Yeah. So those are the hakparas about the yeah. Then, so then he goes to Menamukov on page 19. So Zazoy. In its tafel, a matzal said, Sir Sal become Kalim, Chole Chadish. Shir Chala, Mifnei Atzmo. So say he has a couple of sals. So each sal did its own sirif, right? A, B, C, D. Each one had a shir through the sal. And now he wants to be mafrish from one sal on the whole thing, on the other four. So you need minamukov, right? So we discussed it yesterday. So he says, "Sarach l'hakiv kol amatzus l'fanav." They have to be in front of him. Yochel l'hafish me'echad al chaver tafil imoz amatzus sheimisal l'chemim einem misug echad. Well, sarach lios min echad lo michitim malkusmin. So he says, in other words, for the din of siruf, then there's a shaila of what, that if it's, you have a kepeda, the taruvus, it won't be mitzarev. But for min hamukov, that's a different thing. You don't need it to be, there's no kepeda, it doesn't have to be touching. Just as we said, the Vilna Gaon had the three rules, that if it's not in the kli, just three separate things in front. If it's in the kli, the kalim have to be touching. And if the kli is... If it's covered in a stark way, then it's not going to work. Except, certainly it's minechad. You don't have to have a kapeid al taruvus in our child, but it should be minechad. You shouldn't be mafrish from minechad al chaveru. So that's why it says in Yoredei and Yud Beis in the bottom. Im losh kol min b'fnei atzmo v'yishmo kashir. Rotzel hafrim zel ze, ein dem afrishin chitim al shum echad mehem al kusmo shibo afrishin zel ze. So it has to be within the same type of min. And then he says, Tzarech shiye kol ha-matza, page 20, Tzarech shiye kol ha-matza sh'rotzel hafrish alof smukim lefonov, right? Hol shein b'cheder echad sagi, right? One cheder is good enough. Yidaktek shiyu munochim below kli klal. Right, in other words, if it's below kli, that's the ultimate min hamukov. And number hey, im heim skurim klar mikufsos, sarach la poskam lakarvan shiyidu zebezeh. Then you have to open up the boxes. That's the ultimate chumrah. That it should be one kli and there should be mergeh. That's if you want to be mitzarif all the shitas. Oh. And then we'll see. The minhag is to be mafrish of kezayis.
What? What if they're in like boxes in the store? You're in your boxes. Let's say Oreo cookies.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they call them.
Oreo cookies?
Yeah, let's say you have a box, a thing of Oreo cookies. I don't think they don't think call them that in the factory.
Well, it's a goy. It's from goy.
What?
Oreo cookies is goy. Is the Gilgul Apple.
And it's hard later with the salt?
No, it's all here, it's mufka. Mm-hmm. It's not like pachas mikashir. Oh. So now, Rav Gutman here on page 21 is going to point out a very fascinating chashash that could come out in a matzah factory and a machlokas achronim about this. So look on page 21. So they make a lot of matzos in one time, and then they put the different matzos in the sal, and once the sal is full, then they fill up the second sal. Right? Sometimes you can have one isa that is going to make in different matzahs, is going to end up in two different ovens even. And therefore, if it's in a different oven, it's going to be in a different sal, because every oven, they'll take it out of the oven, they'll put it in this sal, then they'll put the other one in the other sal. So you can have a situation where you have one dough, it's mischalek to several salim nefradim, and then there'll be other matzahs that are there. So what's the problem with that? Oh, the kvar matena amura mitzchias dvarei the chumra anu mafrishin chalam bechol shana below bracha v'isa kishir gimel pounds. So we're machmir. Once it's 3 pounds, there'll be mafrish. We know fias matzah samchin in the midazu arishir mitzum to the lulush pesach. Yata nachzianan. Nehi devin et siyif salat sarf ha matzah siyir gadol. Tei shukal afrish or chala in brocha. In other words, so we're doing the siyif sal because we want to be able to make a brocha. And according to Rav Chazanish, you need 4.9 to make a brocha. And according to Rav Chaim Noah, 3.6. Right. So he's going to point out, but it could be that Mikar din, that it was already chayef. You didn't need the tzirf. It's chayef kol ha'isa b'shas alisha. Whereas you might have gotten the shear, say, Rav Chaim Noah. So Rav Chaim Noah, Mikar din, we said, Rav Chaim Noah is 2 3/4. So 2 3/4, according to Rav Chaim Noah, is already chayim chalav below bracha, and 3.68 with a bracha. So he says like this: the izur shenilu sheyachal adam mechad avshen mechul page 21, the chalakim harbe v'hifish chalav mechulim echad niftar kol isa kolol kimi fish liftor se isa the isa achas ein tzarich leos mukav. So he says like this. So this, look what he's saying like this. We said you can have He says, once you mafrish from an isa, so all the dough that was in that original isa is niftar. In other words, whatever was in that original isa, even though now it's a different salim, when you're mafrish from that original isa, that is going to be chal automatically on all the dough in the original isa.
Yeah.
So now the problem is like this: sheyikach matzah lahafrish chal misal hasheni. So now you're going to go into the sal sheni and you're going to be mafrish there. Yuchal lisramos sheyala biyado matzah shalosa isha shekvar hufrash. menachala barishona, v'niftar amichiv chal al matzazu, v'nimsa mafrish min aptor al achiv. Because that was the same dough could end up in different tanurim, in different salim, and then when you mafrish from that, say from that dough, then you're gonna pater everything that was in that original dough. And then when you go into the second sal and you want to mafish on the second sal for everything in the second sal, maybe you're gonna pick something that were already was niftar on the first sal.
What do you hear mafish?
Those that came late, we pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch points out that matzah is different than all other hafrashos challah. All other hafrashos challah, the halacha is that lachatchila you mafrish from the dough. And if you forgot, then you can be mafrish after it was nefer. By matzah, we don't do that. Matzah, we bake it first, lachatchila. Because we're afraid that if you're going to be mafrish from the dough, it means you're going to make a very big isa to get a sheer hafrasha. And therefore, while you're working the dough, you're not going to be able to work the whole thing at once. So you're going to leave part of the dough dormant. Like when you're doing the left side, the right side is dormant, and then you have chashash chimas. So after we tell you by matzah, bake it in, put it in small doughs. This way you work each one totally at the time. Pachas mikashir. And then bake it, and then mitzarif the matzah's basal. That we do l'chadchila, in contrast to what we normally do. So he's pointing out that it can be a problem, because if you're putting it in the doughs, and you make, say, different doughs, and then you make matzahs from this doughs, and then you put it in different ovens, and then they end up in different sals. But when you mafrish from the dough, then you mafrish, then it's chal on all the dough that was in the original sal. So then when you go ahead now and mafrish on the second sal, maybe you're going to pick a matzah that was from the isa that it was already nifrash when you were mafrish from the first sal, because it was the same isa. So therefore, if you're going to now take something from the second, maybe that was already niftar. And if you're going to use that matzah to be the one that's going to after the other, so then... we're going to see.
Not mafrish from anything.
It doesn't matter. You mafrish from the isa that was baked. You mafrish from the matzah. But the matzah is isa.
Yeah, right. So it's a peshach. You're right.
No, if you're mafrish from... what we're doing is we're taking each sal and we're mafrish separately from that sal because we want to mechayev bracha. In other words, so each sal, we're going to do a tziruf, sal A, sal B, sal C, and we're going to take a matzah from each one and break off kezayis and take it out, right? So when you mafrish from a matzah in sal A, right, then you mafrish from sal B, and you mafrish from sal C. So each one was, one second. So then what are you doing? Maybe when you mafrish sal B, that already was niftar when you mafrish from sal A, because it was the same, from the same isa.
The solution is never make an isa.
No, but if you, but the Maisa, but it could be from the same, but it could be from the same. Right, but what are you going to do? You're going to make a serif in three different things.
Yeah,
and then.
There were all small, there was no shear.
Right, but now there is a shear. Because it's the same isa.
Even
the isa wasn't. Yeah. The Eishem Mafish Chala Ala Matzos HaMenuchah Masala Vishon Niftara Kol HaMatzos Shin Loshu Lacha Dolso Iza Hafshem Menachem Masala Mecherim Sheikach Matzos LaHafish Chala Misal Shevi Yochol Yisramos Sheyala Biyodo Matzos Shal Oso Iza Shekvar Hufra Shemenu Chala Berishonim Nifto Bechiev Chala Gam Matzos Zul Nifto Shemafish Ala Ptur Alachiyim. So one second, page 22 Ukvar Heiru Al Chacha Zeb Mekor Chaim. So Mekor Chaim, it's in the packet here. Mekor Chaim is in the Nesivos. Right. Yeah. So he says like this. The Mekor Chaim says, that Rotzel Lachrich Dafil Imachashev Bedaito the Feirish, so you yiftur hamatzas b'chli sheni. Well, so maybe what you should do is, you'll have kavana, yeah, you're only mafrish, when you mafrish sal A, you only patter the things in sal A. So he says, no, he holds that doesn't work. Kevin shebo mi'isa achas. In other words, if it comes mi'isa achas, then it's automatic that anything from that original isa, wherever it's going to be, you know, it's all in the same room anyway, so it's all been a mukov, is going to be chal, even if I have kavana only to pater the things in saleh. But lemaisa, that same matzah that I'm taking now was part of an isa that's in another matzah in sal B. Now, even though I say I only have in mind that the thing of being mafish from saleh should only pater the things from saleh, doesn't matter, it's automatic. The time of the Muslim way, Truma Kaim Lan Sarf Das, the Ferish Mashas Shatorim, Shaye Truma Mizel Ze, Lav Haki in Truma Shatruma, Shemachi Beinan Mukov, Mashenke Ma Farshas Chala, Bisa Has Lo Beinan Mina Mukov. He says that a Farshas Chala, if it was from the same Isa, that's an organic Seraph of Ptur. Not Seraph of Shear, but so whatever was together originally is going to be niftar, and you don't need al kocher lo be in litro mizeh al zer rakhaven shakor la shame and mele niftar kol ha isa. A few mechashev b'shas hafrasha shalom liftor mashamunach makom acher lav klum. That is what he held meikar did. Then he says maybe the Taz says not like him that it is pater, but he says you shouldn't do that lechatchila, and that's. So that was the problem that he had.
I
mean,
that
would
be a good solution. Right. Hmm. It's not that there's like some sort of like reset. I mean, like, it's something like Isa. It's nothing when it's fake. When it's fake, it's like a different. No, it's the same. The matzah came from the Isa. So it's the same, even though now it's the matzah before it was an Isa. But the matzah is from the Isa. Oh, so one second. But then he quotes from the Shut Atzei Broshim. The Shut Atzei Broshim is the Baal Binyan Shlomo. I like to quote the Baal Binyan Shlomo. Shlomo HaKoyin Mivilna. Ula, Bishut Atzei Broshim. Be'agorra Shlomo HaKoyin Dayin Vilna. Here all different Mikor Chaim. The Talah did have a Kavara B'din Mukov. In other words, he says that it's Haba HaTalia. Since you don't need Mukov, that Hekach. So that means that Basher Husham, that's why Hepakavan, it was, in other words, it's automatically connected. The Isa is automatically connected, wherever it is. It doesn't even need Minamukov. So therefore, since it doesn't need Minamukov, you don't even need Kavana. Because since it was from the same Isa, and it's not Lachalik, because you're a Nachtom, we don't have that issue of Lachalik. Is there a nachtom you're making for yourself or whatever it is? No, so he says no. Even though you don't need minamuka from the same Isa, but he kavana works. So you're going to have kavana that you only want to the chafrasha should only go on this sal. So even though from the other sal it's the same Isa, but since you had kavana not to bater, it works. So that's the machloikis between the Mekor Chaim and the Atzei Broshim, as Rav Gubin points out, where the Hipuch Kavana works by Chala if it's the same Issa. If it's a different Issa, then for sure, it's only what you're mechamed for is going to be chal. But from the same Issa, does that organically make a connection, and then even the Hebrew Kavana won't help? So he says, I am sure I'd say Broshim, we are going to Shlomo HaKoyin, Dayin Vilna, Eyer Aldivri Mikor Chaim, the Chala, the Tala Din Hippo Kavana Medin Mukov, the Hela Medvarv, the Hippo Kavana Adifa. Vavim Ein Tzarech Medin Mukov, Moel Hippo Kavana, Shal Lo Yiftor HaFrosh Mitzal, Amunah Pasal Machayim. Hein Erech Mishun Sevach Tzedek, the Falpel Medivri Mikor Chaim, Eilod, the Lo Tanya Din Zeh Tzarech Mukov. The Travai Hochichu Mi Mishnah Chala, Listor Divrei Mikor Chaim. And we'll see, there's a Mishnah Chala where they want to the Naftul Adina, the Kol Sheyesh Lo Hepech Kavana, Beis HaFrasha Shal Lo Difto Ein HaPoter. So what's the Mishnah? So let's look. The Mishnah, and this, if you want to see the Mekor Chaim is here on page 6, and the Atzei Broshim follows. So you can look inside to see the, but that's the basic Machlokes. So what is the, Mishnah that they want to bring a raya that Hippo Chavana works? It's on page 2. Noto Odom Kidei Chala V'Yisa Shal Humor Chalosa. So as you take a piece of dough that's tar, and you make it betara, the osmafrish alev holder chalas demai achet tisareach. So let's see what the Bar Kedura says. Noto odum kdei chala harotel olosh kama isos shal demai tomei. You have tomei nika demai. So it's a suffix whether it was hufresh, but it's tomei. So you don't want to be mafrish from there, because then you'll get truma tomei, and you won't be able to eat it. You have to be sorry for it. So you're going to take another Issa, which is Tohar, and mafrish from that, and have Kavana to be part of the Demai. Yachal Ubo Chalosan Issa Tohar Shaloh Hurma Chalosan Tiazov Se Issa Tohar Pavua Lechala Hakol Issa Sheyilosh Min HaDemai HaTomei. So basically, you're going to take one Issa, and every time you have a demai, you'll be mafish from that Issa. You'll be mafish from that Issa until the Issa is no longer edible. So you'll have one Issa, a tahora. This will be my Issa tahora, and whenever I have demai tomei that I have to be mafish because it's demai, but I don't want to be mafish from the demai because then, if it's Tomei, then I'll have Truma Tomei, so I have this set aside. So the... But the Demai is... The Demai is that you're going to be mafish the Demai. The
Demai is going to follow this thing, or the Demai is going to prove
it? Whether... Okay, to all my members, we have a new in second. Chal shem afrishin. Yes, same way the chal was taken. So I think that they explained the raya is like this. So, but after you mafrish the first one, so then how are you mafrish anymore? Because then it's part of the whole Issa. So how can you have one dough that you're keeping mafrish to be chal on that? Once you mafrish the first dough, the whole thing is part of it, then you can't mafrish again. Ella al-korcha, what's the case? That you had kavana, that this dough should only what? Part of the demai. It shouldn't part of the rest of this dough. So that was the Atzei Broshim's Raya against the Mekor Chaim. That's his raya against the Mekor Chaim. So Al-Korcha must be on page 8. Hinei agolah mefursam ha-menochem ha-mishrol iser she-migdolah rabboni v'tzedek hi-ol divrei agolah b'ol mekor chayim. He has the kasha in the mekor chayim. In Mishnah, does not no tell Adam kirei chalav mi-iser shalohur me-la-soso v'tara liyot mafri shalohah chalav d'mai ad shatisra. Yeah. Harishaminim behedid mehach mishri yachol afish mi-isa achat kam b'po'omim. Alisa Cheres. But how could you? Once he mafrish the first time, that popped is the whole Isa. So how do you mafrish the second time? It must be that there's still a Chiyuv. Well, why? Because you had Kavana that this Hafrasha should only be on that other piece, the Demai piece, but not on the rest of the dough. Okay, so that was the Kasha that he asked on the Mekor Chaim. And but now he's going to try to give a solution. So he says here on page 9, on the left side, אחרי מלאכה יש לי יאשר דשני הוסם דאוסה איסה זו כולה לחל על איסה סחר שיגל גם מכאן ולאבא הולכה פעם מישהו שמאפיש בין הקצס לחל על איסה אחר שח כלל לא מדשה איסה לפטור על מיכאלה נסה חולה מסוכן דלו כיוון כלל לפטור אוסה איסה רק לפטור איסה אחר ואנחנו מתחיל להזמין אותה שתה כולה חל על הפיש ממנה על איסה אחר הפיש ממנה איסה חל על לפטור אוסה איסה גוף ושבי יש לו אין יכול לך ולפתע קצת מאיסה, קצת שיש לדל, וכן שכול מאיסה אחת, אין יכול, יצביר לי מוקר חיים, אף חלוק על איסה קטנוס. וכן, נוטל מצל שם חל, אין יכול, ניסה שלא יפתור רק המצל שאין מכאן, הוא מייל לנפטרו. וכן שקוס יש חילוק במחל, ואף שיחיל, so I'm still not sure what the answer is. Yeah. So I'm not just trying to get out of it. I think it's good proof. Okay, so you have to be careful if you're. Yeah, you have to have a kavana. So that's the solution. And then he says on page 22, Rav Gutman, so b'ofen shnenechloku hamatzos on the left side, the Beis Salim, and you didn't have a kavana. So then you have a problem. So now we learn last week how she yom rechol pam she ani pote the first is rachem matzah she potato zoo. So he says what you need to do is every time you mafrish you say I'm only pottering the matzahs in this. Yeah. The dad yeshu the doctor came he says the matzos mitzvah shofim erev pesach right the chassidim are very into matzos mitzvah erev pesach.
Yeah, I got
some here. Yeah, I was never makbid on this. No, Erev Pesach is a Rashi Shita that Yom Yom say the mitzvah and matzahs of Erev Pesach.
It's more expensive.
Of course, it's more expensive.
Well, I was making it myself, so it wasn't more expensive.
You're making it yourself, okay?
Otherwise, I would.
It says Da Yeshul Dakim of Matzahs Mitzvah Shofin Erev Pesach Chaim Mitzvahs Erev Tachu Matzah but a Torah Tachlios Shmura Hashem Pachas Mishir and Gimel Pounds. Erech Shear 2 3/4 pounds. Kedei Shear Mevadei Pachas Mishir L'chol Adeus. So he says you should make it that it's Pachas Mishir L'chol Adeus, and this way.
Right. And then they might take
Moshe Shabbos
for the Seder.
Yeah.
But it's young.
Right.
So, what is the isa, what are you going to do with it? You can't leave it because it becomes hametz.
Right.
You can't beg it to eat because nobody can eat it.
Right.
You can't beg it not to eat it because it's yucca. You can't beg it not
right.
to eat it.
Right.
So we have to we must take that.
So he says, Yesh Medafikim, that you should Dafka do with Pachas Mikashir.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's. He writes here. That's right. Yeah. So Yesh Medafikim, that's his Mitzvah, so if he better pace, okay. Yeah, when I told him, Lashi Pachas Mikashir, give it more than a minute. Yesh Vadi Pachas Mikashir, Chalal Choladeus.
Last time I can't do that for shame.
Right. Make sure you don't have a key in Okay, so this is interesting, the kudos, the gabe, and the idea that matzah is different, that after we wait by matzah, and we mafrish ben matzahs, as opposed to normally when you mafrish ben isa, yeah, we're not going to do it. Okay, so Rabbi said, next week, as I said, we're moving to Reuben Shul. That's this is there was a whole thing. There was a suffix whether this was going to be closed today. I was going to think of calling everyone up, but in the end, it's open, so it saved me all the phone calls.
I don't think it'll be open as long as the high school office is open.
No, it's a whole thing with the high school office.